It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. Please that you'd open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 4. We're going to read down through the 8th verse today. Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 through 8. While you're looking this up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, you will find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. I hope that that was enough time for you to look to the Word of God, open it up, and be ready to read and study today. Now we're going to go to Genesis chapter 4. We're going to begin reading with verse 1. And Adam knew Eve his wife. She conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. In the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. Abel he also brought of the firstlings of the flock, and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother. And it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother, and slew him. Let's begin with prayer after reading the precious word. Father, I thank and praise you that we can come today and enjoy this time. Please, Lord, that you'll guide and lead us. Help us to study this precious word today correctly. Study it so that we can bring honor and glory unto you, Lord. Please, that we may know your way and know your will for our lives. And the only way we can do that, Father, is to become closer to you. Now please, that you will guide and lead us as we study your precious word today, and I pray this in Jesus' name, amen. You know, as we look to this word, and we spent some time last week here and looking at this, it is wonderful to enjoy the study and to take just a few minutes to look at this precious word, that we can understand what Cain really, the mistakes that he made. And it's so important as we look at these things that Cain is doing, that we need to understand that he is causing his own heartache. He's causing his own trouble. And we need to look very carefully and very closely at our own lives to see that we do not do the same thing, that we do not make the same mistakes. And so now, I want to begin kind of where we had left off last time. And last time we looked at the product, the things that Cain brought. And what he brought was the fruit of the ground, the scripture says. And then Abel, he brought the firstlings of his flock. Now we're not going to take all the time to go over this again and again as we did last time, but it definitely needs some a little more time spent on it. Let's look at the requirements that God has in His Word already here in the fourth chapter. It must be God's plan. It must be the work that He has set before us. And we can call it a gift from God because that's exactly what it is. In order for us to be accepted of the Lord, we have to do it His way. And so please do it under God's plan, under God's work. There must be a perfect sacrifice offered. That perfect sacrifice is not only perfect, but also is innocent. Innocent of the crime. Innocent of the penalty of sin in relationship. Now here we have of the flock, probably a lamb. No, it was not perfect, because the Lamb is under the curse, just as you and I are under the curse. However, God would accept that to cover our sin until the Lord Jesus Christ would complete the work upon the cross of Calvary some 4,000 years later. But it was enough, and each time it would cover the sin, and that's the reason it had to be repeated time after time. Whereas the Lord Jesus Christ, once he went to the cross of Calvary, it was a completed, it was a finished work. God's plan. Sacrifice must be perfect. Must be an innocent substitute. There must be the shedding of blood, and that innocent substitute, of course, with the shedding of blood will die. Those were the requirements of the offering that God demanded, God commanded. And as we look at what Cain brought, we find that he brought the fruit of the land. Now, we looked last time we were together to see how many of these that Cain abided by. Now, was the offering, the sacrifice, perfect? Well, we accepted that. We said maybe and probably. Was the sacrifice that Cain brought put to death? No, because it was fruit. It was not a living being. It was not an animal. Was it the shedding of blood? No. Was it an innocent substitute? Yes, it probably was that, because it wasn't responsible for the crime that had been committed. Was it God's plan? Definitely not. So again, we kind of looked at, we have 2 out of 5 maybes. Is that good enough? And I want to repeat again that that's not good enough. And are you doing the same thing? Are you giving God what you want to give God? And if you give God what you want to give him, it is not a sacrifice that is acceptable. And so we would look at the scripture here, and we would find that Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of the flock and of the fat thereof, and the Lord had respect upon Abel and his offering. But unto Cain, this is the 5th verse of Genesis chapter 4, unto Cain, to his offering, he had not respect. It would be better if you didn't give a cent to the church. It would be better if you didn't waste your time attending church, if that's all you're going to do. Now, if you're coming into the house of God and the gospel is proclaimed there and preached there, and there's an opportunity that you'll come to know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, then that's what, it's wonderful. Come, listen, let the Holy Spirit convict your heart, confess your sin, and come to the Lord Jesus. But if you're coming by some other means and for some other reason, and if you believe that something you have done, whether it be your baptism, your church membership, the Lord's Supper, the communion you take, it could be the instruction that you had when you joined the church, if any of those things are things that you're hanging on to and calling that the the proper sacrifice, you're going to be sadly disappointed, because God demands perfection. Now, we're not perfect. We're born in sin. But God has set forth a plan for us that is so simple that a child can do it. A child can meet God's demand, because all we need to do is come by faith, with childlike faith, unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you would do that today, that is an offering, a sacrifice that God has respect for. And then once coming to the Lord Jesus Christ, then as you bring service, bring offering, bring sacrifices to him, and when I mean sacrifices, I'm not speaking of animals as they did back in this time and all the way through the Old Testament. I'm talking about offerings and sacrifices of your own means. You have an ability, and so you use that ability in service unto the Lord. And you could use that ability to make thousands or even millions of dollars, but instead of that, you choose to offer it unto the Lord for His service and for His glory, and so you're sacrificing that. It can be your time, your giving of your money, your service unto the Lord. He wants our offerings and our sacrifices, but we must come under His terms. And here we find that Cain did not come under God's terms, under God's plan, under the work that He had sent. We read in Titus 3:5 concerning the not by works of righteousness. Let's read that and look very carefully at that verse of Scripture, and then we'll continue. But I want you to see that if we meet 2 out of 5, and we come to the conclusion that that's enough, that that's good enough, it isn't. Please don't be satisfied with what many of the people of the world, and even preachers of the world and religions of the world, have said is okay. Don't be satisfied with that, because your God is not satisfied with that. Titus 3:5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us, by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit. Again, Cain did not listen to the Word of God. When we find that we are not listening to the Word of God, then we are in nothing but trouble, and that trouble is going to worsen. And we find that here with Cain. We find him to be angry. Angry because God did not have respect for his gift. Who did Cain think he was? God commands we are to serve and we are to follow his command. And yet, my dear friend, you need to look very carefully, because you'll find that most of the world today does not abide by God's rules. They have come another way, or attempted to come another way. And you don't have to look to some cults. You can look to many places that have Christian across the top of the church, and whatever name you want to add to that, if they have added any works to salvation, they are being just like Cain. You can call that church Cain. Now, if you are coming by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ, and by faith alone, and bringing the proper coming before Him with the proper offering and sacrifice, and when you yield to Jesus Christ and tell Him, I'm sorry, I'm a sinner, I'm lost, and I'm coming to you for salvation, you are bringing, you're coming to and with the proper sacrifice, the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, when we look at that very quickly, we kind of looked at Cain's. Let's take just a minute to see Abel. God had respect for Abel's. What did Abel do? Let's see. He abided by the perfect sacrifice. I believe that he brought the best, the firstling of his flock, the Scripture says, and the fat thereof. That leads us to believe it's one of the finest animals that he had. He met the requirement there. And we find here as it comes that we have not listed here that he has put the offering to death, the shedding of blood, but we do know God demanded this. Did he have Abel do that before him? I believe he did. I believe he brought the animal. And you see, you say, well, Larry, now you're looking two different directions here. You're saying that Abel did everything right, but Cain did not. Well, we know that Abel finished this work because it said that the Lord had respect to Abel, unto Abel and to his offering. So we know that before Adam, maybe, Abel brought the sacrifice before Adam, and he showed this offering and this sacrifice, and then he put that animal to death, and the blood was shed, all representing the Lord Jesus Christ. Because only then, only then would God have had respect for this offering. It has to be God's way. Now, we know that Cain, he got off on the wrong start altogether, because he did not bring a lamb or an animal that could be put to death that could meet these requirements. So you see, didn't matter what Cain brought, whether it was perfect or not. It didn't matter if it could be the substitute or not, because it was not God's plan and it was off from the start. And so if we try to do something away from the power of God, away from the will of God, we'll find the same thing, that we're off from the start. We've got off on the wrong foot and we're falling fast. And so we see here that the potential of Abel being able to meet these requirements was there, because he brought the animal, he brought the best. So we know he has the perfect offering. It is an innocent substitute, and we know it proceeds to be God's plan. Now, the shedding of blood and the putting to death of this, let's see if the scripture tells us that. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of the flock of the fat thereof. The Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth? But unto Cain and to his offering he had no respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted. And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. You know, as we look at this verse of Scripture, we kind of see quickly here that, again, it does leave out the putting the sacrifice to death and the shedding of blood. But as it continues and we see that the Lord had respect for this offering, he abided as he brought the animal. As he brought the animal. Now, had Adam ever brought an offering and put it to death and shed that animal's blood? No. The Lord had done it. Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skin and clothe them. So you see, at this point in time, now, did the Lord God, did he perform the finish of this? Because Abel abided by the requirements and brought that offering? Probably. It's wonderful as we read through this verse of Scripture. Again, Cain had no chance. It wasn't that it wasn't perfect. He had no chance because he did not abide by God's command. He didn't follow the rules. Does it work if you just follow a few? No. We must follow the Word of God. We must listen carefully. We must come by faith to Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit will come into our hearts when we do that and meet Jesus at the cross. And then we can begin this wonderful walk. And the wonderful walk will be a feeding, a daily feeding upon God's Word, that we may know His will and His way. When our attitude changes, God immediately is at work to call us back to fellowship, peace, joy, and power. What do we find here as we look at these verses of Scripture? The Scripture says, Why art thou wroth? Why is thy countenance fallen? The Lord came unto Cain, asking him, Is there a reason to be angry at God? Was this his fault? Cain was angry. Was it the Lord's fault? No, it was Cain's fault. Are you going to have any reason to be angry at the Lord when you stand before Him and He demands or commands you and sends you to the lake of fire? Will you have any purpose or reason to be angry? No, because you're listening to this program right now and you know how to come by faith to Jesus Christ. You just need to listen. Listen very carefully as your heart is calling you to come. And instead of that, Instead of that, you are choosing not to come. You will have nothing to say because the evidence will be there. Now, this program, as we go across the air, it's done for the radio, and as it's proclaimed, the purpose is so that you will come by faith to Jesus Christ. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ, then the purpose becomes an opportunity to study God's Word and grow. But if you refuse to come by faith to Jesus Christ, and you listen to this program, then it adds a third step, and that is that you are without excuse, because you know the truth. Now I want you to think on that. Cain should have thought on what he was bringing, but he gave it very little thought. To whether it was his best or not his best had no bearing on it. He gave no thought to the Word of God. And I'm afraid that that's the condition of the world today. There's little thought given to God's Word. Why was he angry? Did he have reason to be angry at God? No. Why is he angry? Isn't he the one that was disobedient? God should have been angry at Cain, not Cain at God. Instead of that, why we find that Cain is angry at the Lord. Why art thou wroth, it says. And he was very wroth in the fifth verse. His countenance fell, the scripture says. Why? He was disobedient. Now, I try to show folks and to help folks to grow. But many times they are continually disobedient. They have no desire for the study of God's Word. They have no desire to come in under a continual Bible study so that they can come to know Jesus Christ and then come to grow in the Lord Jesus. They have no desire, so then they have no right to be angry because God has opened the door and allowed them to come, but they have made a choice not to. God is calling Cain back. He's calling him back to his right mind. You think about that. Anytime that you are not seeking after God, you are mad. You are not of your right mind. You come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. You're a born-again believer. You need to begin, and the Spirit will so direct you unto the Word of God that you may grow and learn God's precious Word. You need to come to your right mind. You can do that by coming by faith to Jesus Christ. Find and have the mind of Christ. Sad to say today that a saved person can have a mind of the world. Their heart has been purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ because they have come by faith. But their head, their mind, is set on so much of the world. So much of the world that they become angry with God for this or for that, and they don't realize that they have lost, they have left, they have walked away from the commands of God. As we look, God sets before us life and death, blessing and cursing. Now, which are you choosing? I want to take you back to Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. Deuteronomy chapter 30, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. I want you to see this. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord swore unto the fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. I call heaven and earth this day. You choose blessing or cursing. life or death. Cain had a choice. Abel had a choice. You have a choice. If thou doest well, thou shalt thou not be accepted. God is not a respecter of persons. It wasn't something that he just didn't care for Cain, and so he had no respect for his offering. There would not be one sinner in hell if they would just do well, if they would just do it God's way. You think about that. If you'll just follow God's way, come by faith to Jesus Christ today. He didn't just come out with this thought, this plan of how he was going to save us. It was put into place before the foundations of the world. It was given a beautiful picture here in the very beginning of Genesis. And it was carried out all the way through the Old Testament, that beautiful, beautiful picture, time after time, clear picture of how Jesus Christ was to come, was to live, was to die, and was to be raised again, that we might have life. Life and blessings choose you this day. If he would just repent and return and see God's mercy, Cain could have come back. Death and cursing. But if not, well. So we have a choice of life and blessing or death and cursing. I know many of folks, more folks than I know, that has chose the right, has chose the wrong. They have decided on the death and the cursing. They have decided to do it their way and not God's way. And it breaks your heart to watch them fall. Watch them go down. And we have the same thing here with Cain. We're watching him go down. Is your heart being humbled today as we talk about the different choices that we have, the choices that Cain had? Cain had a free will. And his will was to bring whatever he wanted to bring. And he did. Abel had that same free will to bring whatever he wanted to bring. And he did. God had respect for Abel and no respect for Cain. We know why. It wasn't because it probably wasn't the best of each. It was because it was not God's way. And you will fail the same today if you're coming to the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation any way, except by faith and by faith alone. Please, that you disbelieve. Cain should have been angry at himself, not at God. He should come with a humble heart. Instead of that, we find him with a hardened heart. Where are you today? Is this word, as we're studying it and as we're looking at the two choices between Abel and between Cain, that are you deciding and are you choosing today the blessings and the life, or are you choosing the cursing and death? Are you angry at God because he hasn't performed some, hasn't done something that you thought he should have? God is not abiding by your rules. You are to abide by God's rules, God's way. And I hope today that you understand that, and I hope today that you can see that. I hope today that you come by faith to Jesus Christ. Please, look into your heart. Do you see that emptiness? You need to ask Jesus to come into your heart, that he can save you, he can set you free, and you can begin this wonderful walk, this wonderful fellowship with the Lord Jesus. Please, today, please come. Confess your sin. Ask Jesus into your heart. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?